Welcome to Talk World Radio, a half-hour discussion of politics as if the people mattered. I'm David Swanson. This week on Talk World Radio, we are welcoming back Alfred Desaias, who is a law professor at the Geneva School of Diplomacy, served as a United Nations independent expert on international order from 2012 to 2018. He is the author of 12 books, including Building a Just World Order, Countering Mainstream Narratives, and The Human Rights Industry. You can find his columns at counterpunch.org. Alfred Desaias, welcome back to Talk World Radio.
Thanks a lot, David, and delighted to be back.
Wonderful to have you. Lots and lots of things I hope we can fit in. I want to start with Gaza. A few days ago, you sent around a wonderful statement signed by numerous UN rapporteurs that pointed national governments to their duty to remove Israel from the UN, to cut economic, military, financial, even cultural ties with Israel, to impose a full two-way arms embargo, to prosecute anyone who's been part of the occupation, including by buying property. One could add things to the list, BDSing the nations that are not embargoing arms to Israel, moving the UN out of the United States, maybe to beautiful Geneva, or sending unarmed civilian defense teams and aid and numerous other steps. What could persuade nations individually or collectively through a Uniting for Peace measure in the General Assembly to do any of these things?
Well, you need leadership. And Antonio Guterres is not the leader we need. Neither is Volker Turk, the High Commissioner for Human Rights. Who is a leader? Navi Pillay, the head of the Independent Commission that did the inquiry. They worked for over 2 years doing this inquiry into the genocide in Gaza. And the conclusion is that it is, without a doubt, genocide, and that Israel has to withdraw from all occupied territories and pay compensation, reparations to the Palestinian victims. Of course, Israel is not doing anything of the kind because Netanyahu says there will not be a Palestinian state, and he intends, you know, like in old Middle Ages, to simply occupy all the territory, annex all the territory, and to expel the population. Netanyahu is at war with international law. He is at war with civilization. He's at war with the rule of law that we have been building over the last half century. It is absolutely inconceivable that our president, Donald Trump, gives full support to Netanyahu's genocide. The United States, the United Kingdom, France, Germany are all complicit in this genocide because we have given military, economic, political, diplomatic, propagandistic support to a genocidal state. This should have, it's not just since the 7th of October 2023 that we have a genocide going on. Already the Nakba, 78 years ago, that was already genocide within the meaning of the Genocide Convention. That was also a form of ethnic cleansing that the General Assembly on repeated occasions has condemned in the case of Yugoslavia, for instance, in which the issue of ethnic cleansing was clearly condemned as a form of genocide. But we have a mainstream media that lies to us systematically. We are victims of brainwashing, of indoctrination, of public relations, because we are told what to believe. We are told whom to believe, we are told whom to like and whom to dislike. So in this binary world, we have separated, meaning when I say we, I mean the mainstream media in the United States. We've separated the world into the good guys and the bad guys. And of course, the good guys are the globalists. The good guys are the big hegemons, United States, United Kingdom, France, etc., the imperialist powers. And the bad guys are, of course, the Chinese, the Russians, the Palestinians, etc., etc. The amount of hatred that the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN and the Wall Street Journal and the BBC and the Times have spewed against the Palestinians, all of that constitutes incitement to violence. That is, by the way, Geneva, not Geneva, Genocide Convention,
Yes. So what would happen?
Article 3, Paragraph C, which prohibits this kind of incitement.
Alfred Dzhias, what would happen if some significant number of nations, including some wealthy ones, much less two-thirds of them through the General Assembly, were to do some of these things, were to cut off the weapons, cut off the financing, were to perhaps launch a major educational enterprise about the propaganda that supported the genocide? What
Well,
if government
interestingly
showed
enough,
up?
Spain, under Pedro Sanchez, is already doing it. I mean, he's canceled over $1 billion worth of deals with Israel, but this is something that should have happened decades ago. I mean, Israel has been at war with the United Nations and at war with international law, not since October 2023. I mean, this is decades of apartheid. This is decades of racism of the worst kind against the Palestinians. And you may recall the famous book by Martin Luther King Jr. called Why We Can't Wait, published in 1964. If you go to page 141, you will find, and you, by the way, you can get the book in any bookstore. The book is still in print. Why We Can't Wait, and he has a whole section that begins with this phrase: our country, meaning the United States, was born in genocide. And he's not talking about the Afro-Americans. He's not talking about the slaves. He's not talking about segregation. He's talking about the 10 million indigenous of America, the Algonquins, the Crees, the Cherokees, the Sioux, the Dakotas, the Lakotas, the Hopi, the Mohawks, the Iroquois, who were living north of the Rio Grande in this wonderful territory, which is the United States, Canada, and Alaska. And how many are left today? At the end of the 19th century, there were barely 200,000 left. And since I went from New York to California once hitchhiking back in the summer of 1970, I am that old. Well, in 1970, what shocked me was the tens of thousands of names. They were all indigenous names, whether you're talking of Allegheny or you're talking of Chicago or Iowa or Idaho, or Missouri, Mississippi, Seattle. They're all indigenous names. And you ask yourself, where are these people who used to live here that gave the names to the rivers and the lakes and the mountains?
It's a horrific story. I'm sitting in that land right now, but I'm also trying to ask you something about Gaza, and that is, what if it wasn't just Spain? What if most countries were taking these steps, and it was
Well, you know, I'm
isolating?
getting optimistic that more countries are going to follow the example of Spain. And considering that so many rapporteurs, over 30 rapporteurs, have endorsed this call, I mean, genocide is the worst crime in the books. It is the worst thing that can be done by any human to another, or any country, or any people to another. That has to be stopped. If the United Nations, as an organization, is unable to stop the genocide in Gaza, it might as well close up shop. I mean, it is a farce. We don't want just blah blah from Macron or from Starmer or from Merz. We want to stop a genocide, and that can be done. I mean, we need boots on the ground. I mean, it is that serious. The responsibility to protect doctrine, which was enunciated in General Assembly Resolution 60 bar 1 of the 24th of October 2005, says in paragraphs 138 and 139 that when major gross human rights violations, war crimes, crimes against humanity are being committed against the population, it is the obligation of the international community to take action and to intervene to protect the lives of those who are being exterminated. And this is an extermination. This is a Holocaust. But I mentioned Martin Luther King Jr. because I wanted to come with another statement that some people will find probably troubling. Israel was born also out of the genocide of the Palestinian peoples. Israel actually followed the American playbook, the European Jews, because the bulk of the Israeli population is not even Semitic. The bulk of the Israeli population is
Not
Ashkenazi
only Israel,
Jewish.
but Nazi Germany
They're
as well followed the
Europeans.
U.S.
They're
playbook.
Europeans who came as colonizers, as settlers, the same as the Dutch and the Brits went to
Yes.
South Africa and they colonized South Africa. They subjugated the Africans. They used them as near slaves for centuries until Nelson Mandela and until the liberation of the blacks of South Africa. When are we going to have free Palestine? It does not suffice to recognize the state of Palestine. That is smoke and mirrors. What we need is action to stop the crimes. And of course, if 50 countries were to break all commercial relations with Israel, if 100 countries broke commercial relations, diplomatic relations with Israel, the Israeli economy would collapse. The United States alone would not be able to support Israel in this kind of a situation. No one seems to have had the courage, but I mean, just listen to what people are saying at the General Assembly now. I mean, the mood is totally different. I assure you, when I was a special rapporteur with the United Nations, such a press release as put out by 30 of my colleagues concerning expelling Israel from the United Nations, there would have been totally inconceivable. And of course, we have had, and that was the great precedent of November of last year, when the International Criminal Court issued arrest warrants against Benjamin Netanyahu and his Minister of War, Yuval Gallant. Now,
Will you yield for a question?
yes.
So I'm with you 1,000% on cutting off commercial relations, cutting off diplomatic relations, cutting off arms trade. I think it would end the genocide. But when you demand boots on the ground, when you write, as you did in your latest Counterpunch article, mandate an armed multinational UN protection force, I think is the Israeli government has been just pushing as hard as it can for years to get the United States into a wider war. This is exactly what it wants. How do you think the US and Israeli militaries would respond to whatever it is that would result from such a mandate? And then what do you think the response would be to that response?
Well, if you have Turkey is a very powerful country. Turkey has a very powerful navy, a very powerful air force, and very tough soldiers. Turkey has population of 100 million or so. Now, Iraq has a big population. Iran has a big population. I mean, it is time to make it clear to Netanyahu that he must go. The problem is the person of Netanyahu and his fanatical supporters, his fanatical ministers. Now, we could and should have adopted these stronger measures many years ago, because the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian has been nonstop since the very beginning. But I was going to say another thing. Part of the problem is perception. Part of the problem is our being brainwashed by the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, et cetera, and having this perception that Israel is a democratic state, which of course it is not. Israel
Turkey
is.
goes to war with Israel and the United States. What happens to the U.S. nuclear weapons in Turkey? Is Turkey effectively at war with NATO and itself? Does Turkey continue to attack aid flotillas while also attacking Israel?
Well, I
Who
would
is this
think
nuclear?
that one real attack on Tel Aviv or on Haifa would be sufficient to make the point.
You know
And
people live there. You know those are civilian targets. You know Israel has
absolutely,
nuclear
I
weapons. What are
thoroughly
you playing
agree.
at?
The thing is, since you have a serial killer as Prime Minister of Israel, who has been committing genocide now for 2 years on the population of Gaza, it is simply unacceptable that we have allowed that to continue. Thus,
So why
we
make
have
it
now the
worse? Why not do all those dozens of useful steps that could end it? Why use war to counter war? Isn't this what Netanyahu wants?
as I
Doesn't
say,
it make it harder to pass the other steps through the General Assembly to propose something so ludicrous?
again, I've been advocating the steps that I mentioned now for many years, breaking all commercial relations with Israel. And there are very few countries that have actually done it. I mean, Ireland has also stopped considerable number of deals with Israel, but the Israeli economy continues. I mean, you need far more
Well,
than
we
has
haven't
been done
fully
hitherto.
succeeded on all the good ideas is not an argument for a bad idea. It's an
Yeah.
argument for pushing harder. All
Yes,
the
I
good
agree.
ideas.
We have to push hard, but we must also keep this on the table. I mean, if this person says that there will not be a Palestinian state, it will not happen, quote unquote, as Netanyahu said a couple of days ago. Sorry. I mean, it's Netanyahu that has to go. And if you have a choice between the state of Israel and the state of Palestine, the state of Israel has shown itself in a period of 78 years of being a failed state, incapable of living in peace with its neighbors. And what
Almost
it wants
everybody
is.
agrees with this now. Almost everybody agrees with this obvious and crucial point. But if you start a world war, we
Well, I don't think that this would be a world war. I mean, I don't think that the United States is in a position to do that. And I don't think it would do it for Ukraine. And I don't think the United States would do it for Gaza either. And, you know, it's
Who
easy to
would
go in.
become reasonable all of a sudden if there were a military attack on Israel? That
It's
Netanyahu or Trump? Who's
it's
the voice of reason
well,
here?
if you have a Uniting for Peace resolution adopted by the General Assembly, as was done in the case of the Korean War, as it was done in 1956 with this Suez Crisis, as it was done in 1960 with the Katanga and the Congo Crisis, it should be done now, and it should be done for the purpose not of destroying Israel, but of saving the Gaza population. And that might entail pushing back militarily the Israeli army because they just simply don't understand any other language. And now, what is happening with the flotilla? The flotilla that is supposed to be bringing humanitarian aid. Well, back in the earlier flotilla, you may remember, the Marmara was attacked by the Israelis, and a number of Turks were killed. So Israel apologized, Israel paid compensation to the Turks. I don't know that Turkey would like to have a repeat of that. So if you have a country that is at war with civilization, as Israel is at war with civilization, then we have to have regime change in Jerusalem.
You
That is
said
where
10
regime
minutes
change
ago,
comes.
you said that if 100 nations BDS Israel, Israel's economy would collapse. Now you say, in perfect Pentagon propaganda, Israel can only understand the language of violence. So Israel wouldn't understand its own economy collapsing? Is that what you're telling us?
No, well, my hope, since there is a lot of internal dissent in Israel, my hope is that the Israeli people themselves would insist on Netanyahu's departure. I could see a revolt of several ministers in Israel and replacing Netanyahu. And that is the only thing that would save, I think, the state of Israel. I mean, what country that is at all committed to the purposes and principles of the United Nations can have any dealings with a genocidal state? I mean, this is not like the Holocaust in the Second World War. That was hidden. It was happening somewhere. We're getting the genocide every
Right.
day on television, and
But
it's so public.
wouldn't that be a better solution than launching a so-called military intervention, which they absolutely love? The weapons dealers pay big money to get people
Well,
off that way.
I get
And
your
they
point.
already want it for post-genocide. They already want to bring in the military intervention after the genocide.
No, I get your point, and I have sympathy for it, but I do believe that in the light of the inaction in adopting these measures of completely cutting commercial relations with Israel, that what would seem to me possible, because we have precedents in the General Assembly, is this famous Uniting for Peace resolution.
A
I
Uniting
would also
for
like to
Peace
see.
resolution doesn't require an armed military intervention. You can do a Uniting for Peace resolution with an unarmed intervention, with
Yes, you can,
sanctions, with
but the question is, what is
conviction from
Israel
UN,
going
with
to do? What is Israel going to do if the United Nations approves a Uniting for Peace resolution? And then a United Nations military force is sent to Israel to pacify and stop the war in Gaza. Are they going to fight the
yes.
United Nations forces? That is the question. Then, of course, the ball is on Netanyahu's court. And if he then
It's a
fights
nuclear
the
ball.
If Netanyahu fights the United Nations peacekeepers, that is the end of Netanyahu. And I mean, it is that serious. I mean, we are talking, and we're safe. You're safe in the US, I'm safe in Switzerland. But people are dying right now as we talk through a deliberate genocide by Israel against the native people of Palestine. That's the same thing as the Anglo-Americans and the French and the Germans that came as immigrants to the United States. They wiped out 10 million,
But why
10
ask
million
the
indigenous.
General Assembly for something even more, less likely for the General Assembly to do? Why ask it for a military attack on its arms dealers and sugar daddies that it's very, very unlikely to do just because it won't do the more likely things? Why not push harder for the BDS measures, the legal measures, the unarmed, nonviolent measures that don't risk nuclear apocalypse, which I am not safe from because I am on this planet.
Neither am I. Because if there is a nuclear confrontation, obviously nobody is safe because radiation doesn't stop at the frontier. So radiation is going to come to Switzerland too. So I am a pacifist. I've always been a pacifist. You know, I'm a member of the Geneva International Peace Research Institute.
Have you got a dictionary?
And I
know what
do,
a pacifist is.
You know, we have submitted two legal briefs to the International Criminal Court accusing Kaya Kallas, the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, of complicity in genocide.
Right.
Submitted
so.
It on the 22nd of May, 2024, and again, a new one on the 15th of May, 2025. Do
Yes.
you think the ICC has moved on it? Of course not. It's like Venezuela, that has a case called Venezuela 2, testing the issue of unilateral coercive measures, otherwise known as economic sanctions, as a form of crimes against humanity under Article 7 of the Statute of Rome. The case has been there since the year 2021.
But
And the ICC has not acted.
Issued warrants for Netanyahu, everybody said, of course it hasn't. Until South Africa brought the case to the ICJ, everybody said, of course they haven't. You have to keep pushing harder till you get.
And what is shocking, look, Navi Pillay put out her report and was very clear, saying this is genocide.
Yeah,
70
no
question.
Years late, it's already, it's just a report.
The International Court of Justice has been seized of the case South Africa against Israel since December 2023. It's going to be 2 full years, and they have done very little. And they even, and this is really obscene, they actually granted Israel an additional 6 months to file its memorial in response to the claims of South Africa. How can you give an extension to a genocidal state so that he can continue the genocide while you're waiting for the lawyers to present a memorial? I mean, the International Criminal Court is losing all authority and all credibility if it does not act promptly and is not acting.
Well, I agree on that 100%. Let's close on that note because we are out of minutes. With a big thank you to Alfred de Zayas, who is a professor at the Geneva School of Diplomacy and served as a UN independent expert on international order 2012-18. We'll have links to his website and his books at talkworldradio.org. Alfred, thank you for coming on Talk World Radio.
This is Talk World Radio. I'm David Swanson. Take action at rootsaction.org. Help end war at worldbeyondwar.org. Read or listen to today's Peace Almanac entry at peacealmanac.org. All past shows can be heard at talkworldradio.org. Talk World Radio is produced in Charlottesville, Virginia, and syndicated by Pacifica Network. There is no way to peace. Peace is the way.